are not gonna be great. We are not gonna be amazing. We are gonna be amazingly amazing.
Sounds awful.
Hello and welcome to show 42 of Radio Clash. This is the Life, the Universe and Podcasting edition.
Dirty to clean my act up.
You ain't dirty.
You ain't here to party.
It's move, legitimate move. Somebody ring the alarm, a fire on the roof. Ring the alarm
and I'm throwing elbows.
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 This is Tim from Radio Clash. That was a special exclusive mix for this, the episode, the 42nd episode of Radio Clash. Of course, 42 is the answer to Life, the Universe and everything. And being a massive Hitchhiker's Geek, I had to do a mashup, mixing up originally was the Eagles, of all things, Journey of the Sorcerer, which was used on Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, with, of course, Christina Aguilera and Red Man Dirty. And as I say, it's not exactly something that, especially as I'll probably get sneered at by various bits in the mashup community for daring to use a rap a cappella, especially a used one like that. So, I hope you're all well. I'm fine. This is a test to see. To see if my mobile setup works properly, because I've actually bought a Korg PXR4, which is a little smart media based digital 4-track. Very cheap. You can get them secondhand very cheaply. And this is an experiment into mobile podcasting to actually see if how easy it is to do podcasting, which is free from the computer, free from the tyranny of the bytes and the bits. Oh, no, it isn't, is it? And because when I'm in America and Canada, I've got two choices. Either I'll do loads and loads of podcasts because I'm bored shitless. Because I choose to. Or I'll ignore the lot of you and you can all go and listen to Dawn and Drew or something. Yeah. I'm just seeing if I'm going to take this with me, and I'm definitely going to be recording and interviewing and pestering people, or, you know, even just doing sound-seeing tours. I'm actually going to be in, though this is all a bit academic since I haven't got tickets yet, but I will do very soon. I will be in Canada for a couple of days, staying with Doug and Greg, and then go down to Detroit, staying in, hopefully, if everything works out, in Plymouth. Is Plymouth, yes. Yeah. Well, the confusing thing is there's something, a place called Ann Arbor near there, which is not the Ann Arbor, which is near kind of elsewhere. You can tell my geography of the US is about as good as most Americans' geography of the UK is. I know there's an Ann Arbor, it's confusing, near sort of New York-y way to that sort of wherever. So not that one, but yeah, Plymouth near Detroit. Not 8 mile, but 7 mile, or is it 6 mile? And then I might pop over to San Francisco for Booty, or I might not, I don't know. It's one of these things, I probably have to get a hotel or sort something out, but we shall see. I quite fancy the idea of just popping down there, although my partner said, why don't you go down to New York, and certainly because I'll buy those internal flights while I'm there, it's all possible. This time I'm just going to roam like I want to, roam around the world. So this is a bit of a test. Radio Clash. This is a test. So I'm going to play now. I've got a very nice printed out playlist, but this next track is by The Idiots. The Idiots is, although I'm probably enough, I'm going to be attacked by Scottish Neds for daring to reveal this. They are Dumproofing and Richie Deluxe, and they are mad. They're mad. They do kind of like sort of dance tunes, but this is has a certain Soho hippie chickness to it. And if you're a Smiths fan, I think you should switch off now, because I'm playing this to annoy all the Smiths fans out there. Always good. The Egypts with that strangely titled Two Magdalene Fuckers, and of course that's a mix of the Smiths and various other Oobies and Doobies. Oh, De Lacy, Hideaway, and other stuff. Oh, what was it, the JBs and something else, I forget. And you might have noticed that there's a little bit of a change in ambiance. This is the inbuilt microphone, which is actually quite good, apart from when I do this. And deafen you. Certainly anything with the we actually touch it, it just suddenly sounds like I'm bouncing on your head. But otherwise it's actually very good. It's a very good little microphone. I'm quite impressed. You can hear my computer and you can probably hear the fridge. So what else has been going on? Not very much really. I mean, it's been a bit of a odd time. I've been working on a website for a design agency, which has been quite good. So it's a bit like my portfolio site, but is cooler. That should be up fairly soon, by sort of towards the end of this week. So that'll wrap that work up. So I can jitter around the world. What else have I been doing? I've been experimenting with all kinds of these little devices and also microphones. I've actually bought a Fostex MR8 on eBay, which is kind of bought it kind of accidentally, because I bidded for loads of these things, and you know, in the end bought this at actually a shop, because I kept getting outbid on these little corks. And what happened, of course, is that it came in for something else. So it was like, so I have a Fostex, but I got it quite cheaply, and it's being sent to me. Hopefully, that's my first ever eBay bid ever, or win. I've done very much bidding over the years. I've been a member since like 2001, 2002, but I've never managed to win anything. So that's odd. So I think what we're gonna play now is two kind of Beach Boys meshes. First one is by Go Home Productions. I mentioned that my previous show that I went to Uber and saw Mr. Vidler play. I actually went to Button Down Disco last Friday, To the Eve Club, and if you any of you are Pulp fans, you'll know that the remember the Common People video with the lit floor. Well, the Eve Club has that floor. That's where it was filmed. So it's got one of those sort of old school sort of alternating square sort of lit floors. You know, very kind of 1970s. I think possibly the only one in the country, and that is just so cool. Just so cool. But the actual people weren't, and the thing about Button Down Disco is there is actually a dress code, so I needed to get in. I had to do that really annoying thing that I really hate of the "oh well, I'm on the guest list" type shit. So, God, this is going to sound so much like Dawn and Drew when they started. You do know this, you know? What's that whirring sound? Oh, that's the Apple Mac computer. Oh, let's just run across the other side of the room and sorry, I shouldn't take the piss out of Don and Drew. They've got 5 million times more listeners than I do. Just that constant whirring noise from my computer. It's on the other side of the room as well. I should say how sensitive this mic is. But losing the plot. Yeah, I think someone actually said today the signs of actually tripping up is actually the first sign of was it MS? That's great. That's a comforting thought for me. Actually, do you know what? This is actually much more easy to record this way with a little condenser mic. I could talk for hours, which is probably a very bad thing. Anyway, I went to this Button Down Disco because Don, otherwise known as Blow Up or Long Don Silver, running the when we started the Pirate Club, was DJing, because it's his brother who runs it, and he his brother was on holiday, and I liked the music he was playing, and I got to meet Claire, his girlfriend. She was really nice, but I have to say the rest of the crowd, and the fact that I had aggro with the dress code getting in, I actually left early. It was just not really my crowd. It was just that annoying kind of fashionable people, you know, the ones that wear the long heels and the short skirts. That's just the men. No, just the fact that they won't allow people on a Friday night, they won't allow work clothes, just says to me, you know, when previous nights they were very kind of like low key, but I always have problems getting into them, and previously it was to do with the fire regulations, and I'd get there later on and I couldn't get in even if I was on the guest list. It's just a shame. It seems like they've gone a bit too big for their boots, which is really annoying. You know, it's upscale venue, and I saw, you know, I got searched for drugs, and the person before me got a joint confiscated, and it's all just a bit too. Oh, for fuck's sake! I was talking with Claire, and she's saying how she preferred the Asylum, and I agree. I prefer kind of things like the Asylum, where Bastard is, Ducky, Royal Vauxhall Tavern, Substation South, and Marvellous is. Those kind of places, yeah, they're a bit divey, but no one gives a shit what you dress like. So I'm going to play the you see, as soon as I touch the button it sounds like earthquakes going on. I'm going to play these two Beach Boys mixes. One's Go Home Productions, Girls Don't Stop. The other one is by CCC. I'll see you in a second.
She could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that. Well, East Coast girls are here for a living, just stop and wear. And the Southern girls with the women. Bye.
Was CCC with Say a Little Sloop, of course, Say a Little Prayer with Sloop John B by the Beach Boys, and don't ask me who did Say a Little Prayer, since unlike when I'm using my computer, I can't actually look up the information. And before that was Graham Productions with Girls Don't Stop, which is California Girls, Beach Boys versus Don't Stop by Michael Jackson. And I'm sure we want Michael Jackson to stop whatever he is doing. So that's a nice little Beach Boys mix for you. It's sort of interesting. I mean, those of you, apart from the fact that I'm probably going to get electrocuted from this mic. Ooh, sound of the underground. Don't even hear that. Yeah, great, electrocuted by my own microphone, that's going to be good. So you might be interested in the spec of this little thing. It records on smart MIDI cards. It can do 128 meg is the biggest cards that do, and smart MIDI cards are being phased out, so it's going to, like, I've been buying quite a few of them. It doesn't mean they're actually quite cheap. And I really wish they'd actually do a podcasting version of this. It's so easy. I mean, I could see something like this so easily having, say, Wi-Fi on it, and you can download the cards, and then you can use the cards as storage for MP3s or, you know, listening to podcasts, and then you can record on the cards or internal memory or internal hard drive or whatever, and then upload it via Wi-Fi. You know, why does this not seem... I mean, this thing actually does... this beautiful thing, I should say, before it sort of crashes, records to stereo MP2 files. The Tascam Pocket Studio, which is the other one, does mix down to MP3 files. So it's possible MP2 files are slightly better. And also, the good thing about this is I can connect it with the USB and drag off all the files, and then use a little program and convert them all to WAV files, and then just take them into Audition, and voila, we have a we can remix the song or whatever. So that's really cool. It's a sweet little thing. And the Fostex as well, the same thing. And the Fostex actually records, this records some kind of modified 64 kbps, but MP2 files, of course. The MP2 is much more complex. That's MPEG layer 2 rather than MPEG layer 3, which came later. What else? It's a dinky little thing. What else does it have? It's got, say, four faders and a master fader. It's got sort of control wheels and sort of, you know, these all kind of shuttle play record buttons. It can do time stretching. I haven't tried that one yet. You can actually change the length of a track when you copy tracks. The copying and editing of tracks is a little bit scary because, of course, you can't. It's not visual. So you have to do things with mark points, but apparently you can actually expand it. And it's got a microphone input, which is what I'm using at the moment. That says guitar, of course, it's being a guitarist tool. A line in. Sadly, you can't have both running at once, otherwise I'd just record onto one track and mix between them. That would be ideal. Of course, the internal mic you've heard, and an output. And USB, smart media port. What else is in here? Oh, and of course you can run two AA batteries. That's so cool. And I was using it when I got it for several hours, and they didn't die. At the moment, I'm using it off the little PSU. It's 2:30 in the morning, and I should go to bed, but I'm kind of like excited. Oh, little boy with toys. And so that's the geek of the week. So I think we should play some more music. I do have things I want to discuss, but I can't remember half of them. One, because it's so late at night, and two, because I've written all the songs down but haven't written any of the what I talk about down, which is always a bit stupid, really. So one of the things I've been checking out is really early music. You can, on archive.org, you can actually get very early, sort of 1910, 1920, 1930s, early recordings from things like 78s and Wax Cylinders and whatever. And this is a track that's one of my favourites. It's Cole Porter. Yes, that is that gay, sorry. And it's Anything Goes. And this is Paul Whiteman. And I think this was recorded in something like 1933 or 37. Of course, it's from 78. It sounds very, very good. And just have that, I'm going to play a classic boot by Eve Massacre called I Wish I Was Talking Loud and Clear. I'll talk about that after, because it's got a cast of millions. So I'll speak to you in a second.
Shocking, but now Lord knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, nobody will oppose. When every night the set that's smart is indulging in nudist parties in studios, then anything goes. Several chateaus, folks who still can ride in jitneys, find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys, black baby clothes, then anything goes.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard.
That was Eve Massacre with Wish I Knew How to Talk Loud and Clear. I got the title wrong. Oh, sorry, Eve. And that was from back in, I think, 2002. It's a classic boot. Of course, it uses Talking Loud and Clear by OMD. I Wish I Knew How to Be Free, I think it's called, by Nina Simone. Oh, Bondage Up Yours by Trix Becks. And various other things I don't know. I do not have the knowledge. I don't know what the Molotov cocktail bits are. Yes, I'm probably freaking you out by speaking at different, in different microphones. But yeah, I like that a lot. It kind of seems, especially with the OMD and the O Bondage Up Yours, it seems to be almost like speaking from a woman's point of view, which is very cool. That's the fridge. Hum. Let's hum with the fridge. Hum. So it just seems to speak from a sort of woman's point of view, certainly. The kind of the whole kind of emancipation thing. And I like it because it seems to have a, though I'm sure Eve might tell me off for saying this, but it seems to have like a political feminist standpoint. And it's one of the first times I've actually heard a boot that did that, and or mashup for those in the States. And I thought that was so cool. It's going to be another night before I finish this. I've got a few more songs to play, probably about 3 or 4. Amazingly, I'm at 42-minute mark, and there is 50% of the sort of card left, because I'm recording on standard rather than high quality, because there's no need. So I'll speak to you shortly. This will be amazing time travel. It will travel several days. We are counting 5, 4, 3, 2. So hello from a very rainy Wednesday evening. It's all sort of cold and wet and rainy. Of course, it being August and summer in the UK. Yes. And yes, we have travelled several days. And within the blink of an eye. And now I think I'm going to play something that's been talked too much and edited the hell out of the previous several minutes worth, and found out that the editing is, it works quite well on this little thing, but it's I think I was overloading the CPU. So I'm going to play a track by Pitman. Pitman is MC Pitman is a northern rap superstar. Is obviously apparently was a miner, or was supposed to be a Yorkshire miner, and this is a track by him just to cheer us up on this grey, wet Wednesday. As Kirk said in one of his compilations, though don't tell him I told you this, he actually called one of his compilations was called One Wet Wednesday, One Wet Wednesday, and I just thought the idea of naming one of your tape compilations One Wet Wednesday was a brilliant idea. So here's MC Pitman.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we have tonight is a man who's very dirty. He comes all the way from the pier, so he's called Pitman.
Don't call me an hunchback, I've been digging for years, avoiding people selling apples and pears. Pubic hair's gone wild in my pants room, coming to my world of doom. Explosions everywhere, I don't drink any, so wear balaclavas. Won't put up with feel-good Yankees. Wanna be cowboys and wanna be cops. Don't you dare care about my moves. Mind your business, it's never been nice to see you nice, but I might shout Bruce to get the right price. I'm gonna knock you out. Mum said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mum said give him a clout. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mum said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mum said give him a clout. Don't you go and use that cheapo jam, it spoils your toast. I'm gonna make your girlfriend bum get warm without using porn, just like Lennox Lewis the boxer. But I'm called Sugar Pit Pony the Great. You don't want beef with me? What?
Pit man.
Me, the maniac lyrical. I'm not a nutter, but you might hear me go. How'd you like me now? No bullshit, cause Dan, you can't get to Mr. Pit, your shit. Listen to my cold pick, I'm blasting, I'm masking, I'm like Shaft, cause I'm mind shafting. All English all the time, put it on wax to commit a crime. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mum said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. I'm gonna give you a clout. I'm gonna knock you out.
Come on.
Me mum said knock you out.
What?
I'm gonna knock you out. My mum said give him a clap.
Break down.
Check it out, tosses. Check it out.
the usual wankers getting played on the radio. I just don't know what made you not want to go and play me. You didn't get it for free. I'm nearly insane, floating like David Blaine on a little crack crane, letting fools know that they can't take the piss. When they come near me, I'm working, killing, digging and making a hole just for the coal. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mum said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mum said give him a clap. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mum said give him a clap. I'm gonna knock you out. Me mum said give him a clap. I'm gonna block you out the fucking ass. You get me? I'm gonna knock you out with my spade. Are you ready? Feel the force.
I seem to be having this tremendous difficulty with my lifestyle.
That was Empire State Human with Be My Useless Husband, which of course uses many things, including Nina Simone. It's a bit of a Nina Simone show today. And before that was Pitman with Mam Said. I hope you enjoyed the Yorkshire rapping minor thing. You get me? I love that accent. Empire State Human did a really good low mix, which I have to play some more time, or have I played? I don't think I played it. And does kind of very much down tempo boots. Of course, his name coming from the Human League track. I'm not exactly sure where Empire State Human is. I think he's in the States, though I could be wrong. We have some news. I'm actually going to be playing at the weekend at this pirate event. I posted on the blog, so you can check it out on the blog at mutantpop.net/radioclash about this event on a 38-foot boat. It's like a 20-ton boat, which will be up and down Reading, which is in the south of England. It's what county is that? Is it Berkshire? Anyway, it's about, about 30, maybe 40 miles off London. And so if you're in the Reading area, come on down on the Saturday. It starts at Caversham Bridge. No, sorry, Reading Bridge at about noon or some time around then. Look for a bloody big boat with a pirate flag playing music loudly, going up and down the waterways, and I'll be DJing, and so will Lumpy, DB, Seaboast, and a few others. And of course Pilchard, because it's being run by Pilchard. So that will be very cool. My first time DJing in ages, but I have a pirate nautical based set to play, and kind of other kind of like silly sets. I'll probably be playing more. Tonight, Matthew, I'll be playing mostly in the vein of DJ Nono. So I'll be DJ Nono for that. So expect silliness. Also, I mean, with Lumpy there and Pilchard, I have to be DJ Nono. It has to be the DJ Nono sound system, and it will be. So tomorrow, if I'm not working, which I don't think I will be, I'm going to be going out trying to find things like a captain's hat and various other things to wear. So that's going to be fun. What else has been going on? As I say, this show's been taking a bit long because I'll be doing it in little bit dribs and drabs. I've finished that job doing the website for the agency. Not totally finished. I'm supposed to be going back and doing some bits on it, but that's mainly finished. Other stuff. Well, as I said, the show is called Life, the Universe, and Podcasting. There's a very good reason for it to be called that, not just the Hitchhiker's reference, because Hitchhiker's is a big influence on me, but it's also the whole thing about Marvin saying, life, don't talk to me about life. Because it's been a little bit like that recently, a bit kind of odd. I've been thinking about a change of career. Because it's sort of freelancing has really got to me, but I'm going to be on holiday in the next week, so maybe I'll feel better after a holiday. I don't know, but at the moment it's just driving me mad. I had a kind of a fallout with a client. The sort of job went bad, but the client was a bit psycho. It's not often that it was the first time that's ever happened to me that I've actually asked to be taken off a job, and the clients asked me to take me off a job about an hour or two later because it's just not working. But of course the agency believes them, and even though I called them first, the thing about job temp agencies, they always side with the employer, and it's always it's not helpful, because the funny thing is, who makes their money? It's the freelancers. It's not it's not the clients, but so they've not only probably lost the client, they've probably lost me, because I can't be bothered to, even though I said sorry and explained what had happened, and they were quite sympathetic to begin with, they've now just got very kind of like, you've lost us a client, it's like, fuck off then, if you're gonna guilt me about it, I can't be bothered to ask with you. I've had plenty of happy clients, and I've had a year and a half's worth of work with other people that have pretty much gone okay. There's only been one other hiccup that's happened, and that was last year, about a year ago. But mostly it's think 99% it's gone really well. So it's one of these things where, you know, they can't do the, oh, you're useless, you're crap thing with me, because I've even worked for that agency and done, you know, months of work for them, made a lot of money for them, and it's been fine. So anyway, enough talking about work. It's a dangerous subject on podcasting and blogs. I generally don't do it. But I've been thinking about whether to do photography, whether to become a photographer. That would be cool. And as I say, this is just a bit odd recently. I felt a bit out of place at the Uber and Button Down Disco events, because it's I just feel very disconnected from the whole thing. It's all very kind of, it's all a little bit commercial. Although that's not a reflection on the DJs. It's more the people there and the whole thing. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a sociopath. Anyway, I'm going to play a song, a couple of songs to play out. The first one is Placebo with their cover of Running Up That Hill. It's not often you actually get a good Kate Bush cover, and I've got one I must sort of check out that a sort of listener has sent to me. I said I was going to play this one. And I really like this. Initially I was like, not sure, but actually it's really grown on me. And I always remember that this was used on a television program in the 80s. It's a very evocative track. I hate the evocative word, but if there is a track that uses the word evocative, this is it. And then afterwards, I'm going to play Eve's Plum, which a cover of Duran Duran's Save a Prayer, which is a very beautiful. I mean to play it for several shows. And Eve's Plum, the singer of, I don't know if she's called Eve, but the singer of Eve's Plum is actually the singer that went on to do work with Vitamin C, who did that sort of cover of the version of Last Night. Was it the bootleg cover? Yeah, they did like a cover version of Stroke. I think it was Stroke of Genius. I know it was one of the Strokes tracks, mixed with something else, which is just basically a cover of an existing bootleg. So that's me for tonight. You can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And you can also gizmo me at or leave a voicemail through Gizmo at Radio Clash, and also there's a SIP number, VoIP number, which you can have a look on the blog if you want a VoIP system, you know, Vernage and things like that. And also you can Skype me at Tim Bearcub. I've got that right way around. So I'll speak to you soon, and hope you enjoy these two tracks, and hope this this test of my mobile setup as well, this mobile disco test. I'll speak to you soon.
We love. Funny we both matter, don't we? You. Running up that bar.
to know I'm feeling very depressed.